today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the 8th parak of Maseches Pesachim, and we are up to Mishnah Beis. So the Mishnah is going to talk about a case where one person had authorized another person to buy an animal to use for the Korban Pesach and to be memanahim on the Korban Pesach, but he didn't make it clear what kind of animal he wanted. So what animal should the guy use? Because you need to have the permission of the guy who is being registered on the Korban in order to register him on the Korban. You can't do it against his will, so you have to know that he's okay with being registered on this Korban. So Omer L'Avdo, Tzeiv Shechot Alayas HaPesach. If a person tells his Eved, go and check the Korban Pesach for me, but he didn't say, what kind of animal he wanted, right? So the halacha is, Shachat Gedi Yochal, Shachat Tle Yochal. If the Eved went and he shechted a Gedi, so then the master is allowed to eat from it. If he shechted a Tle, the master is allowed to eat from it, because you assume that the master left it up to the servant to decide, to the Eved, to decide what he wants to do. And even if in previous years the master always chose one type of animal or another, this time he chose not to specify, and since he didn't specify, we assume that he doesn't really care that much. Shachat gedi vitala, but if the Eved went and he shechted both a gedi and a tala, yochel min arishon, then the master should only eat from the first one, because you assume that he doesn't care, and therefore the first one is his Korban Pesach. And once you've been Yotze Korban Pesach, then you can't bring another one, so the second one is not a Korban Pesach. You already Yotze Yurchiv. The Gemara in Pesachim explains that it is talking about a case of a king and a queen who sent their Eved to bring a Pesach on their behalf. And since they always have whatever access they want to whatever kinds of foods, because they're a king and a queen, they're not so particular if it's a Gedi or a Teleh, so they'll take whichever one it is. But if you have a regular person where the Eved went and he shechted both animals, then they're both going to be possible, because a regular person might specifically want one kind or the other. And since the master relies on the Eved to choose, and the servant didn't choose, and he just shechted one of each, it turns out that the master wasn't really registered on either one of the Karbanos. Okay, but that's the our Mishnah is talking about Dafka, a king or a queen, but that's the halacha of the Mishnah, that if the shechts both, then the first one is valid, the second one is not valid. So the Mishnah now talks about a case where you did make clear exactly what kind of animal you wanted, but Shachach ma omer lo rabo. The master said what he wanted. The Eved forgot which type of animal the master had asked for. So Ketzed Yase, what should the Eved do? Yishchat le ugedi viyomar. He should check both types of animals, and he should say, Im gedi omer li rabi gedi shalovet tle shali. If my master wanted a gedi, so good, the gedi is his, and the tle will be for my Korban Pesach. Vim tle omer li rabi hatle shalo gedi shali. And if my master wanted the tle, good, so then the tle will be his, and the gedi will be mine. And then when he comes back home, he'll ask the Adon, which one were you interested in? And the Adon will say, oh, I told you, the gedi. So good, so he'll give him the gedi, and he'll take the tle for himself, or vice versa. Shachach rabo ma omer lo. But if the master also forgot what he had told him, so he comes back home and he says, oh, which one did you want? He says, I don't remember. I know I told you something, but I don't remember what I told you. Then shnei miyatzil b'sasreifa. Then you have to burn both animals outside of the Azara, where they're pasul karbanos, because you don't know which one belongs to the Adon and which one belongs to the Eved, and you can't eat from a carbon that you're not manui on, that you're not one of the manuyan, that you're not one of the registered people on. So you're not allowed to eat from neither person is allowed to eat from either animal on the chance that it might not be his carbon. But they don't have to do Pesach Sheni because they shechted a carbon Pesach. They were for sure yotzei the mitzvah of shechitas carbon Pesach. So if a person does a shechitas carbon Pesach and for whatever reason doesn't get around to eating it, he doesn't have to do a Pesach Sheni. Now we move on to Mishnah Gimel. So Ha'omer Lebanav, if a person says to someone's going to Yerushalayim to bring his Korban Pesach, and he says to his children who are going to be coming to Yerushalayim after the Korban is shechted, but before the time, they'll be there in time to eat it, Ha'reini Shochitas Pesach Al Misha Yal Mikem Rishon Yerushalayim. I'm shechting Korban Pesach for whoever gets to Yerushalayim first. Kivin Sheichnas Rishon Rosh Hashanah. As soon as the first son gets most of his body into the city of Yerushalayim, we always assume Rosh of Rubo is how you define entering a place. Zacha b'chelko mezake es achavimo. So that first son is able to acquire a chelek of the Korban Pesach, and all of his brothers also thereby acquire a chelek of the Korban Pesach. Because even though the father said, whichever one of you comes first, he didn't mean to say that I'm only going to share it with whoever comes first. He meant to say that I want to include all of you in the group, but I'm just trying to encourage you to get here as quickly as possible. So he's saying, like, the leader of the pack will be like the primary person, and everyone else will sort of be tafel to him. He just wanted them to get there quickly. That's how the Gemara explains this line in the Mishnah. So now the Mishnah says, the Olam Nimnin Alav Achiyah B'Kazayis Kol Echad V'Echad. You could keep on adding more participants on a Korban Pesach until you get to the point where if you were to add any more, each person is going to get less than a Kazayis. You have to make sure that each person is able to get at least a Kazayis of food, because Korban Pesach is meant for the mitzvahs Achila, and Achila is always B'Kazayis. Now, what's the latest time you could add someone on to the registration for the Korban Pesach? Nimnin Moshchen Tzidein Mimenu Ad Sheyi Shochet. You keep registering on Korban Pesach or withdraw from Korban Pesach until it is shechted. Rabbi Shimon Omer Ad Sheyizrok Alef Hazadam. That you can withdraw from Korban Pesach even after it's shechted, until the Kohen does Zrikas Hadam on the Mizbeach on his behalf. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Beis we said that if you told an Eved to shecht the Korban Pesach for you, but you did not specify what type of animal, so whichever type of animal he shechted, whether it be a gadir or tala, you can use. If he did both, then use the first one. If the evet forgot what the master had specified, but the master did specify, so then he should bring both, and he should make a condition, whichever one he specified this is, whichever one he didn't specify is going to be mine. If the master also forgot, then neither of them are allowed to eat the Korban Pesach, but they will not have to bring Pesach sheni. And then in Mishnah Gimel we said that if a person tells his children, I'm shechting Korban Pesach for whichever one of you gets to Yerushalayim first, so as soon as one of them gets to Yerushalayim, they're all considered to be registered participants on the Korban Pesach. You're allowed to keep adding people to register on the Korban Pesach until you get to a point where each person would have less than a kazayis, and the latest time you can register or unregister on the Korban Pesach is the Shas Shechita, and Rabbi Shimon says, no, even beyond that, even after the Shechita you could register or unregister, until the Shas Zrikas Hadam. Okay, but tomorrow we'll pick up with Parches Mishnah Dalin.